It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo at CCM Health, and we're going to visit with Nicole Wellendorth. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
How's your morning going so far?
It's been going pretty good.
Good. Good for a Wednesday, right? Hump day, they call it.
Yes. It's always the middle of the week, but it keeps going.
That's right. Nicole is a licensed independent clinical social worker, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Nicole?
Well, as you said, I'm a licensed independent clinical social worker, and I have specialized in working with children with mental health concerns for the past 11 years.
Okay, and what do you usually focus on then? Just smaller children or any age children? Or?
I am specialized in infant and early childhood mental health, but then I also work with children of all ages up to 18, working on relationships, parent interactions with their child, and overall mental health for children.
Okay. So, Nicole, why are you so passionate about children's mental health?
I am passionate because helping children grow and become resilient has just been such a big part of my life for the last 11 years. Resiliency is built through those times when we're able to adapt and change to significant stressors, and I enjoy helping children work through those stressors. We have seen children have more access to information than ever through the internet. They have more peer pressure. They have more academic pressure than we have ever seen before. And in my job in children's mental health, I can help children and parents work through those things and develop resiliency so that they can become healthy, strong, motivated adults. One of the things we know is, according to the CDC, 1 in 5 children experience mental health concerns, and up to 16% of children under 5 experience mental health concerns. So with that, we know if we leave these untreated, mental health problems in children can lead to poor physical health, bad school performance, and even criminal justice involvement as they turn into adults.
Mm-hmm. So, Nicole, what is therapy like for children and families?
So I get this question a lot. Often parents are like, are you just going to sit with my kid and talk to them
right,
while they sit
right.
on the couch?
Yep.
And what I say is parents participate with children in therapy. We all are talking together, and we don't just sit and talk. We often play, and even with my teenagers, we play.
Okay. So how does play in therapy help a child then?
I say play teaches skills for our children. So then when the parents find out I play, they often go, is that all you do is play? And the answer to that is yes. Research tells us that for a person's brain to develop a new skill, it takes 400 repetitions of doing the same thing over and over and over again. If I do that same action through play, kids can learn it in 20 times or less of doing it.
Mm.
Children can learn their social skills, communication skills, problem solving, sharing, conflict resolution while we're playing. We work on emotion regulation and build emotional capacity and being able to handle harder and harder things. And again, playing just gives us the ability to learn faster and keep going.
Yeah. It helps children communicate better with each other, right?
In a way? Yes. And it helps them be able to talk about the hard things.
Right.
A lot of times, if we're doing something, kids will bring up the hard things versus if they're just staring at an adult and they're feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. Does it take a while for children to open up, Nicole?
It all varies on each individual kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've, again, been doing this for several years, so I am pretty good at building those relationships with children and making them feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to tell how long, but usually pretty quickly they start sharing things, or they will be honest about what's hard for them.
Right. Right. I have another question. I'm full of questions this morning. Sorry,
that's
Nicole.
Okay.
You know, are most of the time are parents in the room with the child then? I think you answered that earlier, but do they act different if the parent's in the room or act different when they're out of the room? Not act different, but do they open up better?
Well, my whole goal is that children learn to go to their parents with all the struggles. So I do include the parents a lot. Sometimes, you know, we split it. Sometimes the parents are in part of the time. Sometimes they're in the whole time. Sometimes the parents aren't in there. But the goal is that children can take these hard things to their parents, and their parents are able to help them through it. Mm-hmm. So it's always an involved process. Parents are part of the process in all of this.
Okay. So we're visiting with Nicole Wellendorf. Nicole is a licensed independent clinical social worker at CCM Health. Nicole, what outcomes can parents expect from therapy then?
There's four main ones that I work towards. Better regulation, so kids' ability to handle big feelings, calm themselves down, talk about those feelings. Then we aim for better self-control. So that's that ability for your kids to sit in class, stop and think before they go do something impulsive with their friends. We work on self-confidence and having children be able to communicate with their peers, with their teachers, with their parents, and then help each other. And then through self-confidence, they can help get through those tough things, those tough homework assignments that they see, and they can help their friends.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth and final thing is better relationships. I want families to be able to feel joy in their everyday experiences with each other and be able to connect with their child.
Mm-hmm. So how does this position fit into the larger picture of CCM Health then?
To me, mental health is a lot like physical health. We need regular checkups and treatment throughout our life to keep ourselves healthy. Things come up in our physical health just like they come up in mental health. CCM Health works to bring a well-roundedness to the whole person, and that includes the ability for me to collaborate with primary care doctors and other specialties such as Big Stone Therapies and anyone else that a child might see, so that we can make sure that the whole development of the child is taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another question. How can parents recognize when their child might need some therapy?
I love that question because parents are often the first ones to recognize when things are happening for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Most parents come in when they notice a behavior with a child, and I like to say all behavior has a reason, and it happened as a way for the child to communicate with us. Children might be aggressive or saying mean things or acting out, hitting, kicking, all those aggression things. They might be defiant or argumentative with those parents. Really, they're trying to communicate, something's not going right for me and I need some help. Otherwise, they might isolate, they might pull away from their friends, stop doing things they enjoy. And finally, kids might have difficulty handling emotions. They might start worrying about things. They might become tearful. They might have a hard time calming down if they get really excited or they are too worked up or overwhelmed. And again, that behavior is that communication tool children are using to tell us something is too much for them.
Right, right. So what can families do to enhance mental health at home, in their home, in their house?
A big thing is connection and spending time with your child. Build a relationship with them. Ask them about their day. Follow up on how things are going for them. Talk with kids about how they are feeling and let them know that you are there for them. Mm-hmm. Take an interest in their interest, I say. Go play with your child. And I'm going to say go play for yourself as a parent. As I said earlier, we learn way faster through play. So as adults, we still need to play. Go golf. Go read a book. Bake something in the kitchen. Because that helps us connect,
yep.
And we can teach our children to connect.
Right. Can I share a quick story, Nicole?
Sure.
I have a friend who's a grandpa, and at Christmas time, when the grandchildren came over, he was holding a basket at the door, and all the kids had his children too had to put their cell phones in this basket. And they couldn't get them until they leave. And after the whole holiday season was over at their grandpa's house, the grandchildren said that was the best Christmas we ever had. you know, without the electronic devices or whatever. They're good, the electronic devices, but man, people spend, I'm guilty as well. I spend way too much time on my phone and iPads and stuff. We need a break from that once in a while, don't we?
Yes, and I admit, I'm not the perfect parent. Sometimes I forget to put those things down,
yep.
But I usually try at the end of the day to remember that my child needs some connection with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important, isn't it, as far as building relationships?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else you'd like to mention, Nicole?
No, that's okay. All I have.
Got it? All right. I always ask first-timers on Wellness Wednesday, what are some of your hobbies you have? What do you like to do outside of work, Nicole?
I like to do a lot of things my grandmother taught me to do. I have a garden, and I can produce in the fall.
Oh, nice.
I'm a crocheter. I sew a lot of my own clothes. I like that creative outlet at the end of the day.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's awesome. So what do you like about working at CCM Health, Nicole?
I enjoy the community we have here. CCM Health has really welcomed me with open arms. And again, it's the collaboration with all the providers and connection that I have built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you build a lot of relationships, I would gather, being a social
yes.
worker, right?
Yes.
So. All right, Nicole, thank you so much for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Appreciate it. That was some really good information there. So well,
right,
how would you encourage
you.
If someone's listening, and how can people get a hold of you if they think maybe their child might need some therapy, or how does that work, that process work?
They can reach out to us at CCM Health at our main phone number, 320-269-8877. They can also go online to ccmhealthmn.com to look at all of the services that CCM Health provides.
Okay, real good. Thank you, Nicole. And
yes,
we'll talk again
you.
Sometime.
Yes.
Nicole Wellendorf, she's a licensed independent clinical social worker at CCM Health. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.